The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show for us on the other side of the glass. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. And Ray, I thought it was a joke when I saw snowflakes falling in Corona de Tucson over by the Vail area, too. But I guess it really happened. Had some snow in the area. Who would have thought... A couple of weeks ago, we were having the warmest winter on record here in Tucson. It's the Buckmaster Show. Our live line number 790-2040. Anytime during the hour, if you have any questions or comments, we would be delighted to hear from you. Of course, we have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. That means if you're around a computer, you can hear this program really anywhere in the world. Let's get right into it. Full hour today of content. Amber Smith joins us. Amber became the president and chief operating officer of the Tucson Metro Chamber on February 1st, so she is a relative newcomer to the job, but not a relative newcomer to Tucson. She received a bachelor's degree in political science from the U of A in 1999 and a master's degree in public administration from the UA Eller College of Management in 2004. And she comes to the chamber from the Pima Metropolitan Alliance, where she was the executive director. Amber, it's nice to meet you, and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what's on your agenda. And I know it's probably like drinking from a fire hose right now.
There is no better analogy. It certainly is. Right now, I'm excited to move forward some efforts that I've been able to watch along the wings. We are focusing on workforce development, attracting talent into our community, improving and expanding our infrastructure, and growing our small businesses.
With your workforce development, that usually is the top of the list when someone's looking to relocate to Tucson. If they can't fill the jobs with the kind of skilled employees they need, they're going to look elsewhere.
That's right. We have about 6,000 openings due to the work and recruitment from our community with Sun Corridor and other entities that have brought these companies in. So we need to fill those positions, as well as we have a ton of positions already here we need to fill, from laborers all the way up through your engineering fields.
What can you say to the business people, and especially small business people listening to this program right now, that perhaps for one reason or another may have been involved at one time, Amber, with the chamber, and they strayed away? What can you do to bring them back into the fold?
You know what? I'm just going to work on being effective to businesses of all sizes and our community as a whole. I think that we all want the same thing. We want economic prosperity and commerce so that we can grow our community and support some of our social efforts as well. As I have an open door policy, and I am trying to engage any and all businesses right now, listen to the feedback and their needs, and then focus on some of these global issues that we've all been experiencing, especially with that transportation maintenance issue currently right now.
You've got over 1,500 to 1,700 businesses that are involved right now with the chamber, and these people employ a lot of folks in Tucson, don't they?
They do. Thousands and thousands of employees we are working hard to support.
What you mentioned also infrastructure needs for our community. What do you have in mind in that regard?
Well, right now we know that our needs are largely in transportation maintenance, so we've been very focused on that as a community. But what I want to do is, there's already a plan in place that sees where we have gaps in other types of infrastructure as well. So we have water lines, wastewater, Really, we need all of that. Communications is a huge thing in recruiting companies. We need to see where those voids are, try to create some genuine shovel-ready sites, and have a plan to be able to fund that and expand it so we can recruit more businesses in for our community as a whole. We really need to raise that poverty level.
Do you feel you're coming into the chamber at the right time with momentum? Certainly downtown Tucson, it's been a game changer what's going on down there with attracting one of the top places for millennials right now to visit in the country.
No doubt. You know, there's been about $1 billion of investment just in downtown, but then we see this growth all across our community. I don't think there's any better time to be a part of this upward momentum we have in our community as we are letting the rest of the country know who Tucson is.
One area that your predecessor, Mike Varney, worked so hard on was getting better air service for Tucson. What can you do with the chamber to try to encourage our local businesses to use our local airport? Because if they're using our local airport, those are jobs of local people that work at the airport.
That's right. And even the bigger picture, to where as we're recruiting these companies in, they want to see direct flights to major cities, Washington, D.C., New York. And that is one of those top questions that they ask, is how easy or difficult is it to get out of here? So if we want to be able to support bringing in more jobs and high-paying jobs, then we need to fly Tucson and increase those number of flights. The more flights we increase there, the stronger the possibilities of getting more direct flights, which really has an enormous payoff in the end.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what you did with the in your previous position with the Pima Metropolitan Alliance. Some folks may have no idea what that alliance is all about.
So for at MPA, it's really about real estate land use advocacy and building public-private partnerships. The organization was created during a time of very contentious growth issues with the Pygmy Owl and arguments about anti-growth sentiments throughout the entire valley. And
I remember those days. Yeah, things got pretty heated over the Pygmy Owl.
It did. And the folks that formed MPA wanted a more collaborative approach to problem solving and working with our local jurisdictions. So MPA has been at the forefront in developing those relationships, improving the reputation of land development. And the organization has grown in size, influence, and reputation over the past 20 years. And I was grateful to be able to serve them for the past 9 years.
Well, that should help in your chamber work, wouldn't it? The connections you've made with the land use community?
Absolutely. Because
and the real estate community?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Education and real estate and land use are two of those core foundations to economic development. So the expertise that I gained in that area will certainly pay off and benefit the work we do moving forward with infrastructure improvements and the workforce development side of it as well.
When you leave your job at home and leave your job and to go home, you go home to a rather interesting group of folks and animals. You've got, of course, a husband who's a firefighter. You've got three boys, and you have eight pygmy goats, eight or so chickens, and a couple of donkeys, three donkeys.
That's right.
I mean, that's quite a group.
It is. And so I leave the circus of my day life and come home to the wildlife in my evening life.
What's the biggest misconception about goats, that they'll just eat everything?
That's not true. They're actually fairly picky eaters. And one of their favorite treats, though, is peppermints and animal crackers.
Really? But they will eat some stuff that would not be good for them, like some of the plants grow in the desert.
That's right. So as much as I'd love for them to mow my lawn, unfortunately, they would start to eat things that would make them sick or even worse, jump into my garden and eat all my vegetables.
Oh, boy. All right. So where can people find out more about what you're doing? And I'm sure you'd love to meet with people and talk about the chamber.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook under Amber Smith Tucson Metro Chamber, and you can email me amber@tucsonchamber.org, and certainly go to our website for more information at tucsonchamber.org.
All right. We've been speaking with Amber Smith. She's the new head of the Tucson Metro Chamber. Do you do any gardening there, or would the goats eat all of your gardening
supply? I do a lot of zucchini, a lot of squash, tomatoes, and we like to have kind of a salsa garden.
All right. Well, that leads me right into one of our fine sponsors, Amber, and that is Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk. They are on, Jan and Jack, the owner, took over what was 4 acres. They've now developed it into 13 acres. They've got 33 greenhouses. I'm sure you've been over there.
I know it well.
You know Green Things, right? Just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, all of your gardening needs taken care of. Got all my roses. This is a great time of year to put in your roses, by the way. On the web, greenthingsaz.com, they've got the listing of this weekend's workshops, which are really great for the gardeners. Usually have them Saturday and Sunday, I think about 10 in the morning, and they are free. So check out Green Things. 12:15 now on the Buckmaster Show. Amber, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, Victoria Mays is Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. We'll be talking about how do you get enough sleep these days. Plus, David Safir, education writer at thetucsonweekly.com. The program is Buckmaster. It's during the noon hour on AM 1030, KVOI, Worldwide Live Listening, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we're going to consult right now with Shelley Fishman, and it's always a delight to welcome to Shelley to our microphones here on the Buckmaster Show. Shell, how are you?
I am well today, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. The market is having kind of going back to what?
Yeah, it's not broad-based. We have a couple of companies that are taking a hit on the Dow, and that's dragging the Dow down over 100 points. But the NASDAQ is up, and the S&P is about flat. So let's call today a draw.
What are the companies that are dragging on the market?
I'm not supposed to mention specific companies.
Oh, okay. All right. That's true. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ignore my question. No. How about folks have been talking about, I've got a house and my asset is my house and they're depending on it rising to really help here and there. Do you think maybe we put too much into all of that?
Well, Bill, this is a kind of a delicate subject because, like all of us, I listen to media, I listen to cable, and I listen to the ads that I hear, and some of them are just very, very alarming. And without mentioning specific companies, one of the things I'm hearing is advertisers talking about your house being your bank book.
Mm.
And so, first of all, I should say that there's never a time when I want to say that anything I say here applies all the time.
Of course.
Of course, it doesn't. Every individual
situation is different.
Is individual.
Sure.
However, there are some rules that you should be aware of, or general rules that you should be aware of when you borrow to buy something or borrow for a purpose. And the first thing to understand is that you should try to match the life of the asset that you're going to buy with the life of the loan that you're going to take out to finance it. So, would you take out a home loan, either a second mortgage or refinance your first mortgage to buy a car? And the answer is probably not. And the reason you wouldn't want to do that is that the life of a car is, 5 to 10 years is when most people, decide to flip a car. But the life of a home is presumed to be more than 30 years. So that you might be taking a 20 or a 30-year mortgage in order to buy a 5 to 10-year asset. That makes no financial sense whatsoever, and it's the wrong thing to do. In addition, you want to make sure, to the extent that you can, that the rise and fall of the asset that you are going to put up as security for the loan is somehow tied into what makes the rise and fall of the asset that you're going to buy happen. And in the case of real estate, that is rarely the case. So we know that real estate values can rise and fall quite independently from the economy and rise and fall quite independently from other assets. We know that Now, for instance, we can see high levels of inflation at a time when real estate may even be decreasing. That hasn't happened recently, but it's certainly happened within my memory. So be very, very careful in using your real estate, your home, as a bank, as something that you're going to use to take the cash out of that and buy something else with that
cash. So if someone offers you, I can give you 100% loan, 100% of the asset of your home.
Yeah, that's a different story somewhat, and I'd like to get to that in a second. But just be very careful with refinancing your house. And as a general rule, do not refinance your house for a time period that is longer than what you have left on your existing loan. So if you've had a 30-year loan and you're 15 years into it, do not buy another 30-year mortgage unless you have a very, very good reason for doing that. You can buy a 15-year refinance. So, you know, if you have a 7 or an 8% loan and somebody offers you a, say, a 3.5% or 4% 15-year mortgage, that might make some sense. You have to do the math and you have to do all the cash flows. But too often I have seen clients being offered 30-year mortgages when they only have, say, 10 or 15 years left on their existing mortgage. And unless you're planning to sell that house like instantly, you don't want to do that.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, the person who sold you the loan is going to make some money.
Yeah.
Your case of buying or being offered a loan for 100% of the value of your house rather than, say, 80%. I'm hearing ads on television now that are offering those kinds of loans to veterans.
Mm.
And from my perspective, that's abusive.
Yes.
There's a reason that these guidelines for, say, 80% loans are in place, because statistically it's been shown that if you borrow more than 80% of the value of your house, the cash flow to retire that mortgage, or the cash flow even to sustain that mortgage, may very well be more than you can afford.
Hmm.
And so there's very good reasons why those guidelines exist. And so be very, very careful if somebody offers you something that seems to be too good to be true. When you're offered something that seems too good to be true, it probably is. And recall that in exchange for that added risk that the mortgage company is going to take to offer you 100%, they're going to charge you for that, and they're going to charge you probably by giving you a loan that might be at a higher interest rate, mm-hmm, than, say, an 80% loan or a 70% loan. And you know, keep in mind, if the value of your house drops even a little and you have 100% mortgage, you are instantly underwater.
Weren't a lot of these ads, they're very reminiscent, Shelley, of the kind of leading up to the 2008 big market
drop. Bill, you're absolutely
drop.
Right. It's exactly the kind of jump
kind of
we were hearing in 2008.
and
now we're hearing it again. We know consumer purchasing is up, but we also know that household debt is up. And so if you're thinking about taking a loan on your house, for instance, to pay back debt on a credit card, be very, very careful with that. Now, the difference in interest rates might be so huge that it makes some sense, but that's exactly the kind of thing that was being done in the first decade of this century, and it resulted, you know, quite frankly, in a big crash.
Get some professional advice, please, before you agree to what some might consider, and put this in parenthesis or quotation marks, that great deal.
Absolutely. The other ad that I'm hearing a bunch of, and I want to mention briefly, is this idea of these death benefit insurance companies, insurance policies that simply pay final expenses. Very often, there's $15,000 or $20,000 or $25,000 policies that are guaranteed issue. That is, you know, unless you have kidney failure and you're on dialysis, you'll get that policy. problem is they're very, very expensive. Of course, they're quoted in terms of pennies a day, but they're very expensive. And they're being advertised as having rate locks. You know, your rate can never, you know, your premium can never increase.
I've heard
Bill,
those ads.
I have never, ever heard of a whole life policy in my entire career that didn't have a rate lock. There's nothing unique about that. Whole life policies, for the most part, are all rate lock policies. So you have to shop them very carefully and make sure you understand that these guaranteed issue policies should only be taken when you have no other choice. In other words, if you feel that you cannot go through underwriting and on your own, based on your own health or the health of you and a spouse together, get a policy that you really want or need, that's the only time you should consider one of these policies.
All right. Good advice from Shelley Fishman. You can find out more about Shelley on our website, buckmastershow.com. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks. Be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Silver City and Grant County makes a great weekend getaway. Or, hey, midweek getaway. Doesn't have to be the weekend. It's just 3 hours from Tucson. And it's a great place to just explore historic Silver City, do some hiking, camping, or relax in a lovely environment. Visit Southwest New Mexico. .org for the complete list of the great places to stay and visit in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Let's go to the live line now. Anthony Jimeno is the Buckmaster Show Wildcat contributor. Anthony and several others have created AllSportsTucson.com, which is just doing so very well. Anthony, how are you today?
I'm good. Glad to pinch hit or come off the bench or however you want to call it.
Yeah, there you go. The Wildcats basketball rank number 13. Some are saying they really should be higher because some of the teams ahead of them have lost more games.
Well, that's part of the account. But Arizona, and it's I don't really kind of fault the Wildcats for this because their non-conference schedule had a chance to be really good in retrospect, and some teams haven't kind of lived up to their end of the bargain. But the Arizona doesn't have a lot of really high-quality wins, and that's the Pac-12's fault. You know, right now, as of this week, Arizona's the only ranked team. You know, if Arizona had been playing a series of top 10 teams in the league, like they do in the Big 12 or the ACC, I think Arizona would be ranked a little bit higher. So I think the key is to keep on winning and maybe get like a, you know, if you get a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, I think you're doing pretty well. You know, one of the keys is to, if you're looking for Arizona for something to play for here the next couple of weeks, you don't want to lose and maybe get on that 4 or 5 seed line, because if you win your first couple of games, then you're looking at a game against the number 1 seed in the Sweet 16. And you probably want to, you know, all things being equal, you'd rather avoid that and maybe not play a 1 seed until later, or not at all if the 1 seed happens to get upset along the way.
Well, the Cats are projected to be, what, a 3rd or 4th seed at this point?
Yeah, about a week ago, or 2 weekends ago now, the selection committee, as they did last year, kind of put out their top 16 seeds, and Arizona was on the 4 line. At that time, it doesn't really mean much. There's so much that will happen between that release of information and the actual selection Sunday. But it gives you a little bit of idea where the selection committee's heads are at that particular time. So, yeah, they're kind of living right there on the 4 line, but, you know, they got some good wins. You know, they recently swept the L.A. schools at home. Beating Arizona State at Arizona State, that is one of Arizona's very best wins of the season. And, you know, to its credit, Arizona has done well on the road. And the selection committee really likes that more often, or let me say more than maybe most people give them credit for. You know, I think the selection committee values those true road wins very much so. And Arizona has done reasonably well on the road, and I think that will serve them well when it comes time to comparing their resume to other to other teams?
We had the UA president, Anthony, on the program last Monday, actually, here on the Buckmaster Show, and we talked at length about Sumlin, Kevin Sumlin, the new football coach, and the UA president really likes this guy, not just about wins and losses, but from a moral and ethical point of view. And it looks like the recruiting, how does that look at this point? How did the Wildcat football team do on the signing day? Not that that's all that important, I guess, in the long run, is it?
Well, yes and no. I don't think, you know, of course, you know, if you don't recruit well, you don't win.
Right.
That's pretty obvious. Now, what do the recruiting rankings mean? You know, that's kind of up for debate. You know, if you live in the top 25 in recruiting rankings, chances are you're going to have a top 25 type of team. There are always a couple of exceptions. You know, the Boise State doesn't live in the top 25 in recruiting, yet they are often right there. Maybe a TCU among major conference teams, they don't necessarily bring in all those five-star recruits all the time, but you look up at the end of the year, they have 10 wins. So you don't have to live there, but it's better to do so. And this Arizona class wasn't ranked by the experts very highly. And Kevin only really had a couple weeks to recruit before the February signing day, and most of this class was put together in December by Rich Rodriguez with the early signing date. So Kevin was able to add kind of a four-star defensive end, which high school defensive end, which is a very important position for Arizona because their pass rush hasn't been very good in recent years, and he was able to bring in a quarterback to help compete and serve as a little bit of a hedge in case Brandon Dawkins decides at the end of spring he wants to transfer as a graduate and play 1 year immediately somewhere else. So he had a little bit of depth, and the great thing is he can still add some guy. You know, there's plenty of time here in the summer. There's transfers, grad transfers, high school kids who maybe fell through the cracks, or JC kids. So it looks like I think Kevin's going to recruit here very well. The first class, which he had only a sliver of a part of, wasn't ranked particularly high.
Well, the spring football season really gets underway in a couple of weeks, doesn't it, spring ball here?
Yeah, it should. Usually the spring game will be sometime in mid or even late April. Last year it was pretty early. But yeah, there's actually some spring ball going on across the country right now.
Really?
There's a couple of colleges that have started. And I think it was last year where Rich started about maybe a week or a week and a half after signing day. There are certain reasons to do so. But when you have a new staff, you generally like to start spring ball a little bit later just so you have more you have a little bit of time to get acclimated and know your personnel and get to know the guys and that kind of thing. So hopefully, I think, you know, last year Arizona went, they kind of did a mid-spring ball event at the stadium, which didn't draw very many people. It was kind of awkward. And then Rich decided to do kind of another spring game at the end. But I think with Kevin, you know, hopefully this will generate some interest and, you know, spring ball is usually not something Arizona fans get excited about, but it's a new coach, new enthusiasm. You know, it's not like, Alabama, they bring in 90,000 for their spring game. You
or
know, Nebraska.
Their new coach,
they sold out 90,000 like
it's unbelievable
for their spring
for
game.
For the spring game, I know.
You know, Arizona at its height, you know, might get 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah. So, you're still the senior editor of Lindy's, right? Football Annual?
I am. And so, a couple weeks ago, I went back to Birmingham and helped them actually put together their NFL draft preview magazine.
Really?
Which was fun.
So
really enjoyed the draft.
I was just wondering. That goes to press probably like late May and June, so you'll have to start looking at the Pac-12, looking ahead, who will be, you know, who's going to be the big leader?
Yes, thanks for reminding me. I need to get started.
Where do you think the Wildcats are going to wind up in the ranking preseason?
That's a good question. You know, I did it for a website I work for, not All Sports Tucson, but something else. I did a preseason top 25 maybe a couple weeks ago.
Really?
And I put Arizona at number 25 nationally.
Huh, interesting.
The caveat is, by the when you do rankings like that, honestly, the hardest picking the first 5 or 10 is easy. They're obvious. Usually, they're just really obvious.
Yeah.
When you get to like 20 to 25, all of a sudden you have about 20 teams. You all think, well, they could really be good, but you know they have some fatal flaws.
Yeah.
Potential fatal flaws, and Arizona was one of those. But you know, they're a 7-win team coming off of last year. Really had a chance to, with a little bit of luck, tiny bit better play. They could have won 9. They've got their core of their defense coming back, and they have Khalil Tate. And I said, you know, if they go 8-4 with maybe a good win along the way, that is where, you know, that's a top 25 resume. I mean, you go back at the end of the year and you look at who's number 25? Chances are they're going to be 8-4.
Yeah.
So
no, I think
Arizona has a chance to live in that neighborhood. And I'm not sure for Lindy's I'll pick them number 25, but they'll be, you know,
more conservative
for discussion.
All right, Anthony Jimeno, thanks for filling in on rather short notice. I definitely appreciate it.
No,
we'll look for your work at allsportstucson.com. How's that?
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Anthony. Have a great day. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
This is Paloma Santiago with San Miguel High School. How can you help underprivileged youth in our community? An education at San Miguel is their only opportunity to escape a life destined for failure. Our students take a full college prep class while working meaningful jobs, earning nearly 40% of their school tuition. San Miguel gives hope and opens doors to the future for young men and women. You can learn more at sanmiguelcristorey.org. That's San Miguel, CRISTOREY.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about. transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ten minutes now until 1 o'clock on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice, Worldwide Live Listening, buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting John McEwen and the Circle Band this Saturday. McEwen, who is a co-founding member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Oh, I loved the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Mr. Bojangles, and on and on and on. An inductee in the American Banjo Museum's Hall of Fame will share the music and memories from his great career and the platinum album he has, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Then, 1 week from today, February 27th, see the Ten Tenors Wish You Were Here tour, known as the Vocal Wonders from Down Under. They're coming to town, the Ten Tenors. To view the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule and to purchase tickets and for details, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Mr. Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson, a huge patron and lover of the arts. Dan, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, doing very well. And I just memories of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I remember when that song first came out, I loved it. Still love that song.
Yeah, it was if the country rock thing is your space, Fox killing it. I mean, Pure Prairie League, Firefall is coming. So much, you know, the excellent lineup. I sadly missed Amy Grant last week because I was out of town. But oh man, there's so plenty of things. Always, if you love music, you probably should just be at the Fox all the time.
Well,
be a member. Sign up.
Yeah, Doug and Mary, the owners of the station, were at that Amy Grant concert. They loved it. And she was just getting over some kind of a flu bug that seems like everybody's had, but still did a great show. And she has a very loyal following. But no, Craig Sumberg and the whole team at Fox, there is no question they are, as you say, just killing it with the lineup of great entertainment they've brought here to town.
Always good stuff.
What do you got on the art scene for us, my friend?
Well, you know what? I mean, I feel like I say something about Center for Creative Photography every time I'm on here, but there's good reason, because they're doing an excellent job. People don't always realize what a magnificent resource we have with the Center for Creative Photography. Right now, the most famous person who has their work stored there, Ansel Adams.
Of course.
The founders of the Center for Creative Photography.
Yeah.
So, in honor of his six-decade career, they have an exhibition of 24 of his photographs grouped into twos or threes, which show the varying interpretations that he did from his own negatives. That's at the Center for Creative Photography. It's called Performing the Print. It's from February 17th, which, you know, up to May 20th. So plenty of time to check that out. There's an incredible photo from Mission Santa Vera del Bac in that collection.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the arches on the side over towards the main building. It's an incredible photograph. If you go to only see that, you absolutely shouldn't. Make sure you check out everything else that's happening over there. Right across the way. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have seen that photograph. It is amazing, the shadow and light that Ansel Adams, the Grand Master, did out at San Javier. And I think it was shot in the late 50s or 60s.
That seems right.
Yep.
I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not? The amazing thing is that you get to see how he worked with the development of the photos as well, which is sort of an underrated part of the process. Spring exhibition time at the U of A Museum of Art right across the way. This Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m., that's February 22nd, they're going to do the opening of three of their new works, three of the new collections, You Are Here, The Myth in the Mirror, and Best Wishes. There will actually also be a special pop-up exhibition of they recently acquired the Nancy Tokar Miller Archive, local artist, incredible work. You may have seen it at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. Janos Wilder is a big patron of Ms. Miller's work. Absolutely free. Just a donation if you want to support the museum itself. So make sure you check that out. Speaking of art, Tucson Museum of Art has a new exhibition going up celebrating the Western work of Howard Post.
Yeah, I want to see that. I think I'm a member of the museum. I received something in the mail about a members event coming up, I think, to kick all that off. I believe a week from Friday. I'm not quite sure. I think
gets
that's
even
right.
Better.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 3rd, 1 to 2 p.m., meet Howard Post himself.
Oh, my goodness. That is cool.
He'll be in conversation with Christine Brinsda, who's the curator of the Art of the American West at Tucson Museum of Art. They'll be discussing his exhibition.
Mm.
So there's a perfect opportunity to, you get to appreciate these artists while they're around.
Yeah, that is good. Thanks for that tip.
You got it. That's my job.
You bet.
My recommendation, skipping over to film a little bit, if you have a chance, during the month of March, they're going to be having at the Loft Cinema, they do collections of different directors. You get to see a bunch of their work on Thursdays, or actually throughout the month. Agnès Varda, one of the great, one of the last surviving filmmakers of the French New Wave. She is an Oscar nominee this year for her movie Faces Places. They'll be celebrating her work at the Loft. Faces Places, her most famous, probably Cleo from 5 to 7, showing. Agnès Varda's work is incredible. And if you have a chance, just go check out loftcinema.org, Documentour. They'll be showing a bunch of her work, and you get to kind of catch up on film history. It's like getting a degree in film history without the student loans.
And when is that going on?
That is all through March. The first film is Faces Places. That's Thursday, March 1st. And then Cleo 97 is the second. That's on Wednesday, March 7th. The whole schedule at loftcinema.com.
And don't we have a food festival coming up, which I guess you could classify as art?
Which one, Bill?
Oh, I know.
I'm sure there are some. We just had Savor just passed.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of which food festival. If you're interested in food, mm-hmm. which of course you are, who isn't? May I recommend, this is not art, but just as a heads up, the episodes of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which Visit Tucson had a minor part in, start airing a week from Friday with Renee's Organic Oven featured on the Food Network.
Very
with
cool.
Guy Fieri. And then the following Friday, local favorite Ethiopian restaurant Zamam's. So mark your calendar for the next two Fridays. Get to see a little bit of Tucson on the screen. Spoiler alert, your humble correspondent here may be in the Zamam's episode. So.
Well, I was going to say kudos to you just for getting that whole thing put together. You really brought, that's going to give Tucson some great visibility.
They say that the average restaurant gets a 40% bump in business.
Whoa!
And people travel the country to go to these restaurants. It's really something. People underestimate the influence of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It is one of the most popular shows on cable.
And
so, Tucson restaurants coming up.
And while we have you in the remaining few seconds, we are at the height of the tourism season. Just had the Gem Show. We've got the rodeo. We've got a golf tournament, and on it goes. So how's the season looking, just preliminary numbers?
That was spectacular. We'll see, you know, there's a little bit of a tag delay on it. But what I've actually been, this is an allegorical thing, but it's based on experience. The we're seeing that this season is strong all the way through March. I mean, we're talking to hotels and, you know, we've been trying to, usually by March there's some enough space that we can bring in journalists. We're finding that most places are full in March.
Good.
That's extending spring break, obviously, happens into March, early April. So you start, usually get busier then, but the season will run strong with really high occupancy all the way through April.
It's very good.
We're still riding high. Things are going incredibly well.
Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson, always a pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
The pleasure is mine.
All right. This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting John McEwen and the Circle Band. That's this Saturday, the 24th of February. McEwen is a founding member of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Then 1 week from today, February 27th, see the Ten Tenors Wish You Were Here tour. And don't forget the Chieftains. That's going to be a great show. What can you say? They're the kings. Chieftains, February 28th at the Fox. To purchase tickets and for more concert information, visit foxtucson.com. Mike Shaw and Mike Check is now 2 hours. The debut yesterday went very well. And today, you know, follow-up show, Ray Allen helping Mike. They've got a great show lined up. 2 hours, 4 to 6. Wake Up Tucson. I think Allie Miller is a guest tomorrow during the 8 o'clock hour on Wake Up. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, talking about sleep. How much do we need? Our friend Dr. Mazes comes on the program tomorrow, midweek edition. All together, we're doing it here at KVOI. Lots of local talk. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.